As Christian women who love the Lord, we are very familiar with praying fervently and in faith with healing for a person. And sometimes we find out that the healing will not happen on this side of heaven. And sometimes it can especially sting when you're feeling really confident in your spirit, or when you're really focused and fixated on what Jesus can do, the miracles he has performed, even in your life and in the lives of other people you know, or even when things seem to be going well in the physical with the person that you're praying for. In today's episode, I am sharing three key mindsets I cling to when God's answer to prayer, especially when it comes to the healing of another person, is no.
Hey, professional lady, welcome to the Bold Faith and Fashion Podcast. Do you want to look polished when you're on the clock and put together when you're not? Are you ready to streamline and customize your closet so that every piece you own looks amazing on your right now body? Most of all, do you want to confidently stand out and point others to Jesus? Hey, I'm Ashleyana, and I too used to struggle with my closet and my confidence to stand out as a Christian woman. Most stylists will tell you that your beauty shines through when you know how to dress the outside, but what I found is that as a daughter of King Jesus, we are called to shine from the inside out in how we dress and how we act out who we believe we are. When we do this, dressing goes from look at me to look at him. On this podcast, I focus on putting on Christ before putting on an outfit. I also use my 10 plus years of styling expertise to teach you how to build a business to casual capsule wardrobe using my core style method. Grab a hot coffee and tune in while you get ready for work to turn up your shine.
Having bold faith and praying big, bold prayers and really just being as outspoken, not only in your words, but in your actions as you possibly can be to your confidence in Christ and what he can do in the lives of others is exactly the reason Bold Faith and Fashion has been created. In my 6-month coaching program, not only am I teaching you what outfits, what colors look great with your God-given beauty features, but there is also a bonus section where I go over 4 key areas to help you shine from the inside out. And this includes sharing your testimony, having a heavenly mindset, anchoring your identity in Christ, nourishing your body, and then using those 4 key areas to teach you how to express externally the confidence you have in Christ internally. So if you're ready to show off the confidence, the bold faith that you have from the inside out, head on over to calendly.com/boldfaithandfashion/BFF-coaching-call. With this free 15-minute call, we will audit your closet and help you to know the first steps you can take to become bold in both your faith and your fashion. Very recently, a beloved member of our community passed away from stage 4 stomach cancer. He was a father and a husband and very active in his community. He did podcasts and videos and was an encourager, really had the gift of encouragement. And this person was also a really close friend of 2 of my family members. And so literally the night before he passed away, we went over to see him, to pray boldly over him, to ask the Lord for a miracle. And the next morning at 10 a.m., he passed away. Being bold in our faith is really like stepping out onto the water and trusting that Jesus will keep us from sinking and falling and drowning. And praying bold prayers really can be intimidating because you could you know, have a situation like mine, and you maybe have experienced a situation like mine where you pray boldly and confidently for a miracle, for God to move, and we don't see that manifest on this side of heaven or in the physical. And the enemy can really try to use that to make us afraid to step out again. The enemy tries to use these situations to plant doubt. And if we're honest, sometimes we can fall into his trap, into the snare that he's laid out for us. However, there are three key mindsets that I mentioned in the teaser that help me to stay focused on what actually is true, so that when I don't understand why God's answer is no, or even not yet, I can still hold fast to my faith, knowing and trusting that God is good, that his word is true, and that I can trust him. So that leads me to mindset number one. The Lord can be trusted because his knowledge and understanding is limitless and mine is finite. So of course, all these mindsets, I am looking to scripture to back them up. This is where they come from, right? Like, we have to test our beliefs and what we're thinking, our thoughts, against the word of God. And where this comes from is Job. In the book of Job, after he has endured his friends kind of challenging him and telling him he probably, you know, misstepped somewhere, he probably sinned, Job gets pretty frustrated with the Lord. And he claimed that God kind of fell asleep at the wheel in running the universe and that he's neglected Job. And that's why Job endures suffering. Well, then God's response is, well, Job, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Have you ever in your days commanded the morning light? Where does light live? Or where does darkness reside? Can you lead out a constellation in its season? This is all in Job 38. So God's asking him these questions because he's pointing out that Job really doesn't know as much as he thinks he knows about the world that he lives in and that he should be familiar with. And this is just so true. If you think about our understanding of different aspects of the world, there's always new things to be discovered. We just can never discover them all because they're created by an infinite God. And so Job realizes that God is not incompetent. He is not neglectful. And he is intimately familiar with every single molecule and creature in this world. And he knows more about everything than Job can ever comprehend. And this is true for us as well. We also know that Romans 8:28 says that the Lord works all things together for his glory and our good. All things. A-L-L. So when it comes to unanswered prayers, logic does not work here. Okay, so we can't sit here and try to figure out what went wrong, what could have gone better, could we have prayed better, or making assumptions about why something happened or why God would allow it or not allow a healing or whatever, really just isn't helpful. and it's not it's something that, especially as I've gotten older, I have learned to really not make assumptions of what I think God is or isn't doing in these kind of situations. I think the most well-intentioned people say some of the worst things to people who are going through pain and sickness. So if there is one thing I can share with you, is that the Lord can be trusted. And his knowledge and understanding and even his power is limitless. And yours and mine are finite. And logic is just not something that we should cling to. We should cling to Jesus. We should cling to his promises. We should boldly proclaim the truth of God over people who are sick and suffering. We should boldly pray for miracles. I really think that this is 100% across the board. And leave the results up to the Lord. We don't determine whether we do or do not pray for someone based on whether or not we believe we know what the results are going to be. And then that leads me into the second mindset that is really helpful for me as I process unanswered prayers or when God answers no to something that I think is obviously something that should be done, right? But it is, especially in the case of suffering and sickness, is that the Lord wants us all to be healed, right? Because otherwise, he wouldn't have sent Jesus to die for us on the cross. He wouldn't have created the way for us to become or for us to live eternally through his son Jesus through the resurrection at his second coming. Death doesn't have the final word, and sickness doesn't either, because neither one of those things will actually exist when Jesus returns. So I will never, ever, I refuse to ever say that God causes illness or sickness or suffering. It is allowed because of free will, because of whatever. Go back to point number one, which is the Lord can be trusted because his knowledge and understanding is limitless, because I cannot fathom what the reasoning is, why things are being allowed. And in fact, going back to Job, we don't ever really hear exactly why God allows this. We can make some deductive guesses based on the conversation he has with the enemy, but we really don't 100% understand why, and I think that's intentional. But the point is that it is not what the Lord wants for us, and I always, always find hope in that. And it makes sharing your testimony and sharing the gospel of Jesus that much more important when you think about it in this context, because no matter what, everyone will pass away, but it doesn't have to be forever. But before they do, it is so important that they know Jesus Christ, that they know the hope of the resurrection, that they know that God has an eternal plan for them that is void of suffering. And of course, this is just biblical scripture all the everywhere for this. We know, you know, the most well-known scripture that supports this mindset is John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Isaiah 53 verse 5 says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. John 11:25 says, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. 1 Corinthians 6:14, and God raised the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Romans 6 verses 4 through 5 says, we were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. So these and many other scriptures just support the fact that death and sickness and sin and pain is not the final plan. It is not the end. And Jesus sent his son to die so that we could be free from sin and so that we could have eternity with him in a place that is void of all the things that make us hurt and cause us pain. And I think the reason this mindset is so helpful is because it does help me to trust the Lord. It helps me to know that He is good, that He sees what's happening, and that He is as hurt, more hurt than we are, and He sees it all at once. Can you imagine seeing all the pain and all the suffering and able to know the ins and outs of everything all the time, the emotional burden that would be, and only the creator of the world can carry that. And He wasn't and isn't okay with it. And that is why He sent Jesus, because He has a plan to turn this thing around without taking away our free will. The last mindset that is really helpful in continuing to be bold in my faith and continuing to trust the Lord is that He is God and I am not. I am not Holy Spirit. When I go on and I lay hands on somebody or I pray or I share my testimony, it is not my job to do the healing. It is not my job to convert someone to know Jesus. Those things are not my job. Praise God. Seriously, Lord, thank you. Because I would fail miserably if it was my job. And it's not your job either. And that doesn't mean that we don't continue to learn how to walk more faithfully or to study God's word or to become better at serving the Lord, because that's an ongoing sanctification process that will not end. But you have to, again, this kind of, I alluded to this point a little earlier, you have to not base whether or not you're going to step out boldly in faith. And this can be a general thing, but especially in prayer for someone else or sharing your testimony or being obedient to something God has called you to do. You cannot base whether or not you do it on the results that you think you can influence. We must begin to take these steps of faith and to ask these big, bold prayers without worrying about the results and trusting the results to the one who can actually give the results. So Acts 2:38 says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." So the Holy Spirit resides inside of you. Acts 1:8 says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." So we do receive power, but let me read another scripture. Where does the power come from? Romans 15:13 says that the power comes from the Holy Spirit. So here it is. "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." So we are vessels. We have Holy Spirit inside of us. When we take action and when we pray big prayers, when we share our testimony, when we take those leaps of faith that the Lord has asked us to do, we do it through the power in us, but the results are still up to the power of the Holy Spirit, not the power of Ashleyana, and not in your own power. And this last mindset is definitely one that takes practice, and it's easier said than done, and it's definitely one that I personally have to remind myself of. But it works really well with the first two mindsets, which is knowing that God's knowledge and power is infinite, and that He sees everything, He knows everything, I can trust Him, and knowing that really the Lord does want everyone to know Him and be healed. And so just knowing that He knows everything, knowing that He wants everyone to be not just saved, but actually healed, even if it's not on this side of heaven, lets me know that I can step out in obedience, and I can pray, and I can share my testimony, and I can leave the results up to the Lord, and I don't have to put the pressure on myself for results to happen, because He's got it, right? God is in control, And I don't want to use that. I've been kind of avoiding that statement because I just feel like it's a little too narrowed down. But in the end, God is in control and He loves you and He loves His children so intimately. He is reckless in His love. In fact, that's a great song to listen to if you need a reminder of God's love. I mean, that song just, it wrecks me. God leaves the 99 to save the one. So knowing He is in control, knowing that He recklessly loves us, and keeping those three mindsets at the forefront when you are dealing with the answer, no, not on this side of heaven, which is really what we're dealing with, at least in the case of someone who knows the Lord. And I obviously am already at 20 minutes right now. That's not something I am prepared to talk about, but our friend knew the Lord, and this cancer death is not the last word for him. And when he is raised up, just like the rest of us, whenever our time ends in this body, he won't ever have to deal with sickness again. And we won't ever have to deal with it either. I hope that these three mindsets have been helpful. I hope that hearing how I work through it, not without struggle, is an encouragement to you, and that it really helps you when you are dealing with the emotion of an unanswered prayer in this way, because the reality is the most difficult thing is just knowing how much you'll miss that person while you're still here, number one. And number two, just the pain you feel because you know in your heart of hearts that this is not the way it's supposed to be. We were not created to be sick and dying. And it's a really painful thing to be confronted with. And I don't know that that ever gets less painful, which again, praise God, is why Jesus came and he rose from the dead. Thank you, Lord, so much. I'm going to close us in prayer. Heavenly Father, on that note, I am so grateful for how you have seen our pain, how you see sickness and illness and injustice and sin and all the things that cause hurt and damages our souls and our bodies, and how you see those things, and you knew they were going to come, and you put a plan in place to eradicate it immediately through your son, Christ Jesus. I just praise you right now. I am so, so grateful. But Lord, I also just want to be so real. It is hard. It is so hard for us to see these things happening, to be living it, to be a part of it. And I know you see our pain. I think of David. He's such a good example of someone who expressed so clearly the deep hurt that he felt when his son passed, when he had to fight against his sons. And you were always there. You were always there. And you are there for us. And there's so many other examples. It's just David is such a good one. And so, Lord, I just pray that everyone who goes through this, and we all do at some point in our lives, a lot of times, multiple times in our lives, that they would think about these three mindsets that basically are just mindsets that help me and that can help them remember you are a God who can be trusted and you love us recklessly. And so, Lord, I thank you for that. And I just pray your peace over every woman that is listening to this as they think about the times that we have no words or no idea why maybe a healing didn't happen or something didn't come to fruition that we know is not something that is within your will, big picture. But Father God, I just pray peace around that. And I just thank you for the peace that you have given me, though I'm still emotionally dealing with this. But Father, I just lay it all at your feet. And I just pray that every woman listening would do the same. We love you, Jesus. We thank you for what you have done and for how you have remedied this. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Did you enjoy today's episode? If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with another professional woman who may be praying for the confidence to stand out at work and shine for Jesus? Also, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps me to know that you're getting the encouragement and tools you need to feel confident in whose you are and what you're wearing. Want to connect with me sooner than next week when the next episode airs? Join me on Facebook in my free group, Business to Casual Capsule Wardrobe for Professional Women.